Hello, friends. Thank you again for joining me this week on the SOS podcast. I'm your host, Carl. I hope you're all doing well. The other night, I was taking an aimless drive through the mountain woods on my way home from prayer group. I know the way home from this property I was at, which is a farm really in the middle of nowhere. It's really nowhere. But I left there, it was nighttime, and I had a lot on my mind, so I thought, well, instead of just driving home, I'm gonna take the scenic route. So at the end of the driveway, instead of turning left, I turned right. I kinda knew maybe my way home that way, super long way, but I ended up in the middle of the woods. I didn't have to be home at a certain time that night, and I had plenty of gas in the tank. So I thought, well, let me just drive. I'm just gonna drive. I'm gonna see if I can kinda accidentally make it home, maybe. I didn't really care. I just wanted to be out there on the road. I figure I'd put on some music and my high beams, because where I was driving, there are no lights. There are lights on houses if you happen to pass by one, but there are no lights on the road. Actually, some parts of these roads, I wasn't really sure were actual roads. You know when you're in like the backwoods, when the paving on the road doesn't necessarily look like paving. But I kind of knew the area I was in, or at least I knew generally what areas I was between, if that makes any sense. So I set a goal for myself. I said, okay, I'm gonna drive around until this certain time. And if by that time, I don't know where I'm at, I haven't seen a road I recognize or a sign directing me to a town that I recognize, then I'll turn on my GPS and I'll go home, because there's no point in wasting all that time and all that gas. Now, it was actually a pretty nice drive. Kind of windy, very hilly. Again, I was up in the mountains somewhere. I got to see some deer. Thank God I didn't hit them. But yeah, I got to see some deer kind of roaming around the nighttime woods. That was cool. I definitely had a peaceful drive. There really wasn't anyone out there on the road. It was just me and God and my music and my thoughts. It's pretty therapeutic. But as I'm driving these roads, I start to think to myself, wow, like I'm really happy that there are roads out here, because that terrain was pretty rough. Even having paved roads to drive, it's not really an area where you can get your bearings in any sense of direction at night. And those roads were ridiculous. I'm pretty sure I drove around in circles for a while, because I kept crossing over Pine Creek, crossed over it like 7 times, and I doubt the road zigzags over that creek over and over and over again. And I doubt there are identical houses at that creek at 7 different spots. So I'm pretty sure I was driving around in circles. But at the end of this drive, with 2 minutes to spare, I finally saw a sign with the name of a town I know. And I knew once I hit that sign, I was good to go. I was gonna turn right, and in 3 miles, I would hit New Jerusalem. I'd know where I was at, and I'd be able to just drive home. I started to think about the spiritual parallel between my nighttime drive in the middle of nowhere, having some gas, and a car, had a way to get around. The roads were paved, which, had there been no roads, I couldn't even tell you how long it would have taken me with just my 2 feet to climb over that mountain from one side to the other. But eventually, regardless of the terrain, regardless of the lack of light, regardless of the cold, I made it over that mountain to a place where I could get my bearings, have some direction, and actually make it home. To me, that's a great spiritual parallel to this journey of life, where we have a time, a period, when we really have no idea what we're doing or where we're going. You see, before Jesus, I thought I had an idea of what I was doing and where I was going. But no matter how great of a life I tried to build without him, it only led to one place: death, destruction, eternal separation from my creator. There was nothing that I was going to be able to do or build in this world, in this life, without Jesus that was going to amount to anything. I couldn't produce any good fruit on my own, and I was not going to be able to take myself to a better place. Without Jesus, I was really just driving around in circles, driving over Pine Creek over and over and over again, passing that big house over and over and over again. Maybe feeling like I was getting somewhere, but not really. When I was driving around those mountain roads, I wasn't familiar with any of those properties, any of those buildings, any of those road signs. And so I very well could have been passing the same thing over and over again. Yet each time, it might have still looked new to me. I didn't know that I was really getting nowhere. That's what it was like for me before Jesus. I was just going around the mountain over and over and over again. I was making the same mistakes, and maybe in my eyes it looked like I was making some kind of progress, but I wasn't. I was just getting nowhere. When I saw that sign that said New Jerusalem, 3 miles, with 2 minutes to spare, mind you, I thought, oh, thank the Lord, kinda have an idea where I'm at. Now, driving down that road, those last 3 miles, I was hoping that I would end up in an area of New Jerusalem that I know, or that I would hit a road around there that I know, because there really wasn't a guarantee that I would get to that town and still know exactly where I was. Luckily, that town is really super small. It's probably like a mile wide, but I got there. I felt safe. The mystery was over. The searching was over. I was guaranteed to get where I needed to get. I saw that sign. 3 miles later, I got to an intersection I've driven through 1,000 times. And it was that feeling of, ah, I know where I'm at. Now I know the way. No question. No question at all. Barring some momentary amnesia, from that spot, I would get home just fine, without a care in the world, without a worry on my mind. And that's what it was like finding Jesus. It was like finally getting to that road you know and recognize, that place of security, and being able to say, oh, from here, the way is clear. I know what direction to go in. As far as direction goes, there's no question, there's no mystery. I knew which way I had to go. Now, was it possible that I would run into some problems or obstacles along the way? Sure. I had about a 20-minute drive ahead of me, and anything could have happened. Could have been an accident, could have hit an animal, could have been a tree down. There could have been a road closed for construction and a detour, which isn't uncommon around there. But at the end of the day, no matter which of those situations might have arisen, I knew that I was going to get home. There was no question about that. Maybe I'd get home later than I expected. Maybe I would have to veer off course for a detour here and there, whatever the case may be. But I knew where I was, and I knew where I was going, and I knew that I'd be able to find the way. That's what Jesus does for us. He clarifies everything. We thought we were in a good place. Jesus shows us, nah, you really weren't. But that's okay, because now you are in a good place. You thought you knew where you were going. Jesus shows you, yeah, no, you really weren't. But that's okay, because now we know where you're going. You didn't know how to get there, but that's okay, because Jesus shows the way. It's paved. It's been laid out. We don't have to worry about trying to carve out those mountain roads. They're there. We just have to follow them. This week's Songspiration is an old hymn we've sung at church a couple times. It's called All the Way the Savior Leads Me. And I think it's important to realize that Jesus leads us, not some of the way, not part of the way. Not just in the beginning of our journey with him, or just in the end, or just in the middle. All the way. Sometimes we don't see that. Sometimes it's not clear to us. I think a lot of times we try to lead ourselves. And that's why we don't see Jesus leading us, is because we've let go for a little bit. We've taken our own path. We decided, well, I want to take the scenic route today instead of going on that straight, narrow path. And that's never good for us. Can you learn there? Yeah, you can learn there. Do you have to learn there? No, you don't have to learn there. We could stay on that straight, narrow path. We can stay on the right road. And that, of course, would be better for us. When we don't feel like Jesus is leading the way, when we don't feel like the road looks the way it should, or is heading in the direction it should be heading, let's take a step back. Let's ask ourselves, okay, well, Scripture tells us that Jesus leads us the whole way. Why am I not feeling like I have any direction right now? Why has purpose left my life? We should reevaluate. Maybe we're not letting him lead. Maybe we've taken the reins ourselves. Something to consider, something to be vigilant of. Making sure that yes, not only is Jesus leading the way, the whole way, but are we actually handing him the reins? Are we letting him lead the whole way? That's his design. That's his plan. That's his purpose. And that hymn tells us why we would want him to lead the whole way. Because he does all things well. No reason for us to doubt or question. If we let him control it all, we'll be on the right path. It will turn out well. Father God, we thank you that you sent your Son, the way, the truth, and the life, to show us that way and to lead us that entire way. Father, we thank you that you've given us purpose and direction. We thank you, God, that you've given us life, something to live for, someone to live for. We thank you, Lord, that when the way is windy, you straighten it out. When the way looks dark, you brighten it up for us. There's no fear. There's no doubt. There's just confidence and security in what you have mapped out for us. Father, we ask that you give us the humility to take a step back, to let go of the reins, and let your Son lead us the whole way. Father, we love you, and we can't wait to see you face to face. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Good day, and God bless.
Soul. Soul. Out. Out. Soul.